It's early morning, and I'm here on the front porch with the lake birds. The time is precisely 7:23 a.m. I've been awake for an hour and a half. The sky is completely covered in grey cloud, but it's not like bleak, it's fluffy. Fluffy grey clouds hovering over us. The ominous warning of the rains that are going to come this afternoon. It's quite cold. I think it's probably about 15 degrees. It dropped to 5 degrees last night. Ooh, brrr. I've got a date today. Oh, did I tell you? I had a date on Saturday. I don't think I told you. Reconnected with a guy that I met 28 years ago. That's right, 28 years ago. Young Georgie D, 22 years old at the casino, met a guy. And we hung out for a bit, not romantically, but almost as if it was going to become romantic, but it didn't. And then we went our separate ways. Well, I actually went my separate way, much to his chagrin, I believe. And he ended up marrying somebody for 15 years and having children, and I had a kid. And we've bumped into each other several times over the years. But it never seemed quite right. He was going through things. He was facing challenges in his life and transforming. And last year I met him again at a honey festival at the honey shop. And he was part of an Aboriginal dance group. And he looked fine, I must say. He's 51 now, but he's kept himself in shape, which is excellent. Isn't it excellent? We like that. And I gave him my phone number, and I spoke to him, and I said, I'd really like to catch up with you again. And he didn't call, folks. He did not call. And that's okay. When I come against a door that's closed, I walk away. And then a year later, almost exactly to the day, I saw something on YouTube, which was an Aboriginal dance group in Kings Park, and I thought, I wonder if this guy is there. So I contacted him on Facebook and said, was that you dancing in a loincloth in Kings Park? And he said no. Actually, he didn't say no. He video called me. I mean, who does that? You text somebody and then they video call you? So I rejected it because clearly he didn't get the memo about communication styles, which is if somebody texts, you text back. You don't call. And he started chasing me. That was a month ago. And I was a little bit skittish. I was like a nervous racehorse at the gate. And I finally agreed to a date on Saturday afternoon after my ceramics class. And we met at a funky little bar in the city called the Mechanics Institute. And as I walked out of the toilet, he walked up the top of the stairs. And I saw him and I thought, wow, he really is very, very beautiful. And yeah, we spent an entire afternoon and evening together. It was lovely. He is an acting, dancing, poetry writing, creative. He's completely transformed his life. He's super creative now, and he's really learnt and embraced his Aboriginal culture, which is amazing. Because I don't know if you know me, but if you've listened to any Georgie D, you'll know that I work with a lot of Indigenous people and I have a lot of Indigenous friends. And we had a fantastic evening, and we sang and we danced and we recited poetry. Well, he recited poetry and I played piano. And he's tall and strong and he's got a beard and yeah, he's lovely. I really like him. Isn't it amazing? 28 years later, seems to click. We've been through enough changes, both of us, to come to a place where we can be on the same page. And so today I'm going to get on my bicycle in this cloudy weather and ride beneath this grey sky to the bottom of Kings Park. And I'm going to lock my bike up and then I'm going to run up the steps. Well, I might struggle and walk up the 352 steps to the top of Kings Park. And then I'll walk past the Aboriginal Art Gallery and then I'll arrive at the Whispering Wall near the Anzac Monument. And I'll sit at the Whispering Wall, and he'll arrive and sit at the opposite end of the Whispering Wall, and he'll call to me through the Whispering Wall, because you can speak at one end of this thing and then you can hear it at the other end. It's magic. 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 And then we're going to wander around King's Park as the rain slowly moves in. And then as it gets wetter and wetter and rainier, we're going to have to shelter under the shade and protection of a Jarrah tree. And he'll have to pull me in close and protect me from the elements. How romantic. So yes, that's my update. The weather and love. Skrillex and Diplo. Had this song on my station before. I'm a bit obsessed with this story at the moment. This song, I mean. It's like a story, isn't it? I keep playing it over and over again. True love again. Show you are. I just play this constantly in my car, and I played it to my date on Saturday night, and I danced to him, for him. He got a private Georgie D performance. Skrillex and Diplo, Mind, featuring Kai.
forget. To love again.
This is a little bit harder, it's a bit rockier, but it's a fantastic version of Stand By Me. By K.I. Theory. And my date, Under the Moon, by that light. Introduce me to this song, and here it is. These are the times for the beautiful call-ins.
Oh, Georgie D, I'm just listening to your love story. This is very, very interesting. Oh, I hope it goes really well.
Good morning, Mr. Paul. Hey, Dexter. I just got home. I went and stayed at my friend's house last night. No, not the same person that we're talking about. Different friend. And Dexter is desperate for his morning biscuits. Come on, Dex. Come on, baby. He's having a scratch. I think he's got fleas, Paul. Dexty. Meow, 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 meow. Thanks, Paul. Yeah, isn't it nice to reconnect with somebody after such a long time? Here we go, Dex. There we go. And to really see how somebody has changed in life and really feel comfortable in their own skin, like, that's amazing. To connect with somebody like that is amazing. So catching up with him again tonight, actually. Going to see a local music gig with songwriters. Creative. Do you know what's nice, Paul, is to hang out with somebody who's as creative as myself. That's really nice. You don't get to do that very often in life. And I always feel like, you know, when I met this guy when I was 22, I really liked him as a person. And that hasn't changed. And it never will change. Even if he annoys me and we go our separate ways again, I'll still care about this person as a person. Because for me, I'm just getting the butter out, making my butter coffee, Paul. For me, it's people, the reasons I care about somebody and I like them when I meet them, they don't really change. You know, there's reasons why you're attracted to people. I mean, occasionally you meet people who are psychos. They come out with behavior that you are not expecting. That's a bit different, isn't it? Coffee beans? But this guy, no. It's, yeah, I have lots of time passed between seeing a lot of my boyfriends and friends. And we get back together again and it's like no time has passed at all. You know, it's a beautiful thing. I love for a long time. I just don't like to stick it all onto one person. Too much pressure. You can't handle the Georgie G. All right, Paul, once again, thanks for calling in. Lovely to hear your voice. Ciao, ciao. It's coffee time. Coffee, coffee with Georgie. Coffee, coffee with Georgie. Coffee, coffee with Georgie D. But I'm bum. She loves lots of people. There is no discrimination. She has lots of friends to love. But a boom. That was a bit boring, wasn't it? See you later, Paul.
Hey, George D. Your friend there sounds really hot.
Oh my gosh, yes, Ali Moon. He is hot. He's tall and slim and he's got olive skin and big brown eyes and curly hair and a long curly beard, which I like. And he's fit, you know, he's a dancer, like me. I know, I'm crushing. Okay, ready? Coffee pour, Ali. Aw, thanks, Ali Moon. Such nice things you say about me. Yeah, I wouldn't say I'm a perfectionist, but I do hyper-focus on things when I learn them. That which is, you know, that's a typical symptom of ADHD personality type, which is what I am. Unmedicated, high-functioning. And I was at the honey shop for 5 years, and I've known those honey people for like 35 years. So I've been tasting their honey for a long time. So yeah, most people would have developed a palate by now. I think anyway, I think with all that practice, you get better at things, don't you? But yeah, I do like creative things and lots of other things in life as well. But yeah, I do my best at everything. I do. But if you saw the state of my missing car, you wouldn't say that I was a perfectionist, Ali Moon. It's really untidy. Hey, do you want to hear the nutmeg being grated into my morning coffee?
butter, coconut oil, espresso coffee, cinnamon, fresh nutmeg, espresso coffee, freshly ground beans. Paul O'Many got that grinding bit. You got the pouring the hot water. Okay, here we go. Here's the blending, because you've got to put all that in a blender and blend it. Psycho blender, qu'est-ce que c'est? Fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-bitter. Pour that coffee right away. Here we go, Ali. I think it was sweet that he had a honey story that matched his honey dance, and that I had a honey story. We could swap honey stories. So we're going out to a music thing tonight. Here, would you like a coffee, Ali? Here's one for you. Cheers, hey? Oh, that is really good, Ali Moon. Hey, thanks for the call in, sweetheart, and the nice words. Have a lovely day.
I say love comes to you.
It will.
Open just because I spoke the words that they're true.
I hope. Crystal ball would be nice, right?
And if there's now one, there will be two.
Or three. Or four. Or perhaps more. Depending on how many you can handle. Yeah. I just feel a little dumped by the sea of love. I've had a couple of tricky paramours in a row, and you go, oh, it's probably me, broken, but I don't think so, otherwise there wouldn't be so many love songs about heartbreak, right?
Lulu Island, yes, the stormy sea that is love. I think it's like that for everyone. To some degree, and in different ways, in different cycles in our lives, depending on who you are. But yes, I don't think it's ever been an easy road. Paramore. Did you say paramore or metamore? I met this poly guy once, and he was like, my metamore this and my metamore that. And I looked up the word metamore. A metamore is actually the word for the lover of your lover. So it's not your lover. So I corrected him, and he refused to take on the New World Order, which was the correct definition of that word. And I ended up not seeing him anymore anyway, because he was functioning within a hierarchical polyamory world, and I just can't do that. I can't do firsts and seconds and thirds, because somebody gets screwed over. But we've had this discussion before. Darling, I hope you're feeling better soon and just as loved up as me.